Well, on this 4th of July, we still continue on with what we normally do around here on Robin Hood Radio. This is Sunday morning. And, of course, that means right now it's time to kick off this hour with Willie Hallahan and Sporting a Cause. Willie operates the website sportingacause.com, which is a comprehensive chronological list of events going on in our area that are sports-related and all fundraising-related. Willie, happy 4th of July.
Thank you so much, Marshall, and the same to you.
There's nothing like celebrating the 4th of July, and now we get to celebrate it on Monday because the fireworks from the Rotary Club are going to be held on Monday with the gates opening at 6 o'clock.
That's right. That's right. Yep. And we have other things to talk about. I want to start off on a somber note. Kanan lost a good friend and a true character last week when Archie Barney passed away. Archie was a constant presence over at the Kanan Country Club for years and years, and he had a quirky sense of humor, and his observations were a little off-kilter, and he always wore this crazy hat that had fake hair sticking out of the top. It just endeared him to everyone, and he's certainly going to be missed. The VFW Couch Pipe-Up Post in Kanan is going to host a celebration of his life this coming Saturday from 1 to 4, and I'm sure it will be very well attended. As you noted, Marshall, the Salisbury Rotary Fireworks has been postponed to tomorrow because of the weather. A good choice, I think. I hope they have a great turnout. You know, the Rotary Club, also, I haven't spoken about it in a while, but the Salisbury Rotary Club has is sponsoring a $10,000 winner-take-all raffle that stretches from almost to the end of the year, I think December 1st, so people have time to pick up their tickets. Tickets are $10 each, 3 for 25. You can buy them by going to SalisburyCTRotary.org. And this raffle hopefully replaces some of the revenue that they've lost by not being able to hold their Kentucky Derby social for the past 2 years. The Jug and Loop Ultra continues virtually up in Egremont. I spoke about this quite a bit last week, but you can get the details on my website if you want to participate. And the run around the lake took place this morning. I went over and took some pictures and some video. It's been going on for many years. Nick Collin, is in charge of it. He took over for George Kiefer when George passed away, and nobody's quite sure how long it's been going on. Some say 30 years or so. It's always celebrated on the 4th of July. It's a very low-key, no-frills event. It's going to be the subject of my blog this week. On Tuesday, July 6th, there's going to be the match number 4. This is a televised event. From Moonlight Basin in Big Sky, Montana. This is the 4th and was become a very, very popular golf event. For this one, Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady go up against Bryson DeChambeau and Aaron Rodgers. And there's all kinds of, everybody's mic'd up, there's trash talking, and you get to see people, celebrities in maybe a little less formal form. And the money they raise benefits Feeding America and a bunch of other charities. Now, next Saturday, the 10th, there are 4 running events going on. The 10th annual Andrea Marco Racing to Save Lives 5K, 10K will be held in Unionvale. Proceeds will benefit both the National Brain Tumor Society and the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Also next Saturday is the Pauling Triathlon. That will be held in Pauling, New York, and proceeds will benefit the Pauling Recreation Department. Also next Saturday, the Angevine Farm Trail Festival will be going on. Actually, it's both Saturday and Sunday over in Warren, Connecticut. This one includes a 5K canicross. This is a new one on me, Marshall. It's a race that involves both a canine and a human team. And it's the whole festival is over 2 days. It'll also be a 2K, a 50K, and a half marathon. And last but not least, next Saturday, the Litchfield Hills Triathlon and Aqua Bike will be held over at Brody Park in New Hartford. Brody Park is a location for lots of sports-related fundraisers. And the Aqua Bike, if you've not heard of that term before, it's for athletes who just want to compete in the swimming and biking legs of the triathlon. And proceeds will benefit Brody Park. I won't get into all the starting times and entry fees and all that, but you can find them over at sportingthecause.com. And it's kind of too bad that all these events have to be on the same day, Marshall, but they're all kind of the same type of events, triathlons and so forth, but this is a time of year when events start kind of stacking up on each other on weekends, but that's just the way it is. Easily through the end of September, events will actually become more and more condensed. So anyway, you can go to my website and find out what events are when and take your pick. That's about it for this week. Holiday weekends tend to be kind of light in terms of activities. People are doing other things, but enough going on.
But you know, I don't know if you've noticed it, but there's been a lot more car traffic and pedestrian traffic up here in the northwest corner and in South County, Massachusetts, and over in Midland, New York. There's a lot of people that have come out for the holiday weekend, especially because it's now getting towards the end of the pandemic. So I don't know if you've noticed it, but I've just noticed a lot more people in our area.
Yeah, I have too. The restaurants are filling up or are full. I guess it's that pent-up demand that's been building and building and building during the pandemic, and as you say, the pandemic's winding down, and people are getting to fulfill their wishes from this past year. It's good to see.
And that's why we want people, even though some of these events are stacked up on one or another, if you supported the event in the past, and if you think you want to support it now, do it, because all these organizations have lost not only one event a year, but all their funding capabilities really for the past year and 2 or 3 months. And so all these organizations that are running these different sporting events to raise funds, this summer is a make it or break it for them.
Oh, absolutely. And as I've said in the past, you know, when an event lapses for a year, the following year will take a hit. When they've lapsed for 2 years, it's almost the kiss of death. So, I would just reinforce what you just said. If there's any event that you've been in the past and you're kind of vacillating about it, please go support it because they need it. These organizations like Salisbury Rotary have been holding raffles and so forth to try to make up for the loss. And I don't think it can quite, they can quite cover what they used to. So more than ever, support your events and support your causes.
And all these events, the money goes local, folks. That's another thing. It really saves your tax dollars in the end.
Absolutely.
because all these service organizations put their money back in locally. And so that's what makes it so important.
Yep.
All right, Willie, I guess you're going to hit the links again today?
Yes, I'll dodge the raindrops and get it in.
All right, well, have a great round out there, and just remember, no four-letter words.
Golf is a four-letter word, Marshall.
It certainly is. All right, Willie, I'll speak to you next week.
All right, thanks, Marshall. You have a good weekend, too.
Willie Hallahan at Sporting a Cause. Of course, the website is sportingacause.com, and you can find that very simply. And you can also hear Willie Sporting a Cause on our on-demand page, which is robinhoodradio.com. Click on on-demand. Click on Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan.